spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Hot 99.5, celebrating Black History Month and Jacksonville's proud heritage with Portraits and Pride.
Hello, everyone. This is Julie Morgan, and today I'm joined by Letitia Barriola, morning news anchor for CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax, and we're talking about Jacksonville's rich Black history. Letitia, it is so good to have you back. I can't believe it's been already a year.
I know. I really enjoyed last year, so I am excited about Black history tidbits this year, too.
All right, so today is a good one. I learned a little bit about Augusta Savage. I talked to the Jacksonville Public Library about Augusta Savage because they're trying to help teenagers learn about her and also become artists themselves.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So tell me, what did you learn about Augusta Savage?
Well, she has an exhibit right now at the Kummer Museum in Riverside. And so I went there on my own personal time, my husband and I, and we were blown away. Augusta Savage was born in Green Cove Springs, Florida in 1892. And she started out just making clay in her own yard as a little girl. And she started to gain some popularity in the community because what she would make as a small child was just incredible. And so her journey from there took her all the way to Paris and the Harlem Renaissance. She played a huge role in that and influenced a lot of young artists. She was a famous sculptor and an African-American woman. So you can only imagine the challenges she faced in the early 1900s trying to get her work out.
What's interesting about that in when I think she went to Paris.
Yeah.
She was an African-American woman that went to Paris, but she probably was treated better there than she was treated here.
You know what's interesting, and you'll hear about some of this in my story, is that she won a scholarship to go study in Paris, but then the fine art school didn't accept her. They rejected her simply based off of her color. And she had to get support from the states, from people to write letters on her behalf, to beg basically this fine art school to accept her because she was an extraordinary talent. And so that a lot of that's in the museum too at the Kummer. You see the original letters saying, "We heard that you were not accepting her because of her skin tone, because she's a Black woman."
Ah, I would never have thought that.
So that's part of her story. And that actually is what catapulted her to fame, is all the support she got behind getting her into this fine art school, and then she took off from there.
And I understand that a very famous, what we think of now, of course, person, one of them wrote one of those letters, right?
Yeah, W.E.B. Du Bois. He wrote a letter on her behalf, and several of them, actually. She actually did a bust sculpture of him, and they had a relationship through that. And so his eloquent, you know, handwriting, you see his letters, it's really incredible.
And she's from Jacksonville.
Yeah. And she's from Green Cove, then moved to Jacksonville trying to do busts of some prominent African-American people in Jacksonville. And it didn't work out for her. She didn't make any money in Green Cove or Jacksonville. So then she went to New York and then she went to Paris from there. So she kind of had to get out the South for her to be recognized as an artist.
And one of her largest pieces was inspired by another Jacksonville native.
Yeah, James Weldon Johnson. Of course, we affectionately know it as, you know, the Black National Anthem. She made a 16-foot harp, 16 feet. If it was huge, sort of in admiration and honoring the Black National Anthem and James Weldon Johnson. And it was an incredible piece of work, but she could not afford to get it casted in bronze. So it never survived. She couldn't keep it. She had nowhere to put it. She had nowhere to store it and keep it whole. And so we don't have it today, but there are smaller versions of it. And actually there's one at the Kummer that you can see now.
Oh, sounds good. Tell me this. After doing this story, how does it make you feel as an African-American woman?
Mm. You know, she had to fight really, really hard to get her work out there and known to the world. And she had to believe in herself. Her own father at one point didn't think she should go into this. She shouldn't do it at all. She was one of maybe 14 siblings. So she had to fight all the way throughout her career to get her work known. So for me, I take a lot of pride in knowing that, you know, she has the strength and she had the determination to keep going, and that I can do that too with whatever it is that I want to do. If she can do it, I can do it.
I like that takeaway.
Get more at myhot995.com.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.